On Tuesdays, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. Stephanie Knott is the public information officer. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Top of the morning to you from the official school district of St. Patrick's Day.
Stephanie, I don't think in as long as we've been doing this show that this has ever aligned like this. A Tuesday, and it's been Clover School District's time to come on this show. So a gold star or four-leaf clover is headed your way.
That's it. And you are invisible to the leprechauns because you have on green and your four-leaf clovers. Sparkly ones at that. I love it.
It's serendipitous, right? It had to happen.
Especially if you work in the Clover School District. And as we mentioned a few moments ago, you recently traveled to Scotland as a personal trip. You had some fun over there.
I did. You know, we all do our ancestry DNA, and I have a bit of both Irish, actually Northern Irish, as well as Scottish. So it was a wonderful opportunity to see the Isle of Skye, Edinburgh, St. Andrews for the husband who's a golfer.
There you go.
Well, it's a great trip. I know you've shared with us some more details, so I'm glad that you got home safely and able to talk about it. They're probably very excited that you're helping their Chamber of Commerce here in South Carolina from all the way over there in Scotland. But for right now, Stephanie is giving us the latest headlines as it comes to us from the Clover School District. And we are going to start with some busy bees, some spelling bee winners.
Yes, Clover School District is very excited to have had both the first and second place finisher in the regional spelling bee that was held just a couple of weekends ago at Bank of America Stadium. Up until 3 years ago, we had never had a student win the bee, and we have had a student win the bee three of the last 4 years. Mm. And this year, both the first and second place finishers in Manha Sheikh and Saloni Birabar, they're both seventh graders at Oak Ridge Middle School. And the fun fact about the seventh grade situation is they... Sounds like athletics here. They have one more year of eligibility.
Well, we like that. That's speaking our language.
So right. From here, they'll go to where?
They will compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C., May 26th through the 28th. It's in a new location this year. It's previously been at National Harbor, but will be at the DAR Constitution Hall. That is typically broadcast, so know that all of Clover is going to be sending our luck and cheering them on during those days.
Oh, congratulations to both of them. So remind us how this works. So at this point, what's the age bracket that the spelling bee that these two individuals, these two students will compete in?
So it's upper elementary through middle school. So that's why they'll have one more year of eligibility. Again, it is open to homeschoolers as well as public schools and private schools across the country. They have been among the top winners at their respective schools, competed at our District B. Manha was our district champion, and then the top five winners from our District B go on to that Regional B, and then the top two from the Regional B go to the National B.
Well, we are extremely proud of both of them. Job well done. And again, we'll be sending you all of our luck later in May as they compete for the national or they compete in the National Spelling Bee. This is exciting. This is televised and everything. I mean, this is a big deal. This is the Super Bowl of spelling bees for sure. All right. You recently celebrated a big milestone for an organization that supports the school district. It's called the Clover Leaf Foundation.
Absolutely. So last weekend, we had our annual Clover Leaf Gala. We've been doing that gala for 3 years now, but we were celebrating the organization's 40th anniversary. So it was an extra special night, and we reached our goal of raising $40,000 for our 40th.
Wow.
So again, the organization supports our school district in a multitude of ways. They support Teacher Appreciation Week, teacher engagement events, teacher classroom grants. They've been doing some student enrichment grants as well. So those have supported students who qualify to compete in state and national competitions when that's needed, and some things like that.
That's exciting.
Yeah, job well done there.
And something else that's exciting, and we keep saying this to you, Stephanie, you're opening three new schools in Clover that will be ready to go in the fall. And because of this, everyone needs to come and get to meet administrators and see what the schools are looking like. So you're going to have some events for kids and families that are that have been reassigned to some of these new schools.
Yes. Yeah, so later this week, we'll be pushing out some public relations around Meet Your New School. And that's an opportunity for all of our schools to open up their doors and meet families assigned to that school for next year for the first time. There will be photo ops for them, opportunities to meet those administrators, begin making relationships with other families and staff members, see sample classrooms, all those kinds of things. But those will start mid-April and go through the end of the school year. But it's an important part of the transition now that we have an approved student reassignment program in place. And we're coming down the back stretch of staff reassignments. Mm-hmm. At this point, we've been announcing the hiring or appointment and transfer of staff from across the district to two new schools for next year. And we'll be wrapping that up shortly as we do our classified staff, because we started with teachers, but we'll be approving classified staff on Monday. Things are getting close and getting real for all of us.
Stephanie, when do you anticipate getting the certificate of occupancy for the high school and elementary school? And do you already have it for the middle school, since it is already a school? Maybe kind of break down all of that for us.
Sure. So we're anticipating a certificate of occupancy for Liberty Hill Elementary on June 1st. We are expecting the CO for Lake Wylie High School on July 1st. And we already have the certificate of occupancy on the Fine Arts Addition to Roosevelt Middle School. We do still have some projects going on in there, some paint, adding the new colors for the new school, some branding for the new school. We're really excited about a history project that we're doing at Roosevelt as well. Mm-hmm.
And it's important to get those COs, because at that point, the buildings are turned over to the district. Mm-hmm. At that point, you can do exactly what else you need to do to welcome students in the fall of 2026.
Yes. So August 3rd will be a very big day in Clover with the opening of those three new schools. And we've just started conversations at this point, too, about events that we'll, of course, invite you all to, dedications. Mm. We've been talking about what the elements of those programs should be, and have begun constructing guest lists and making media plans for those. So once we get dates, we will certainly pass those along.
Yeah, we can't wait. It's going to be a big day, big week.
For sure. Well, the Clover community is growing, and the folks there in the Clover community, they voted for this. They needed They told the school district, we're behind you, and we do need to expand. And with that, we're getting a high school, a brand new high school. It's the second high school now in the Clover School District. You're getting another elementary school, which this will make, with the opening of Liberty Hill, this will make how many?
Eight.
So eight, and then we'll have now three middle schools when Roosevelt Middle School opens in the fall of 2026. So, Stephanie, we have talked about these schools for a long time. It's great to see some light at the end of the tunnel, for sure.